There's no words that even come close to capturing the weight of the mystery that we find ourselves immersed in on Good Friday. But some words need to be said. The world that Jesus lived in, and our world, the world your grandchildren will live in, and the world their grandchildren will live in, needs to be saved. It needs to be saved. It needs a savior. No solution is going to come from politics, God knows. No solution will come from technology, social organizations. The world needs to be saved. And so we will always need Jesus as our Savior. And saving the world and saving every soul, yours and mine, is not easy and it's not cheap. It costs. It costs greatly. And that's what we remember today. The great cost of our salvation. It's good to know, good to remember, good to contemplate this truth, that the salvation of the world, our redemption, it does not happen in a moment of power and consolation, but rather it happens in the deepest and most profound moment of weakness and desolation. God himself, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who sustains all things in its being, the one for whom all things exist, he's crucified and he dies. And he cries out to his Father, "Why have you forsaken me?" It's darkness, my friends. It's weakness. It's brokenness. And Jesus goes to the depths of those realities. He's not playing. He's not reading a script. He's not playing a part when he cries from the cross, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you abandoned me?" God himself, the second person of the Trinity, knows the separation that every sinner knows. He bears that. He does more than bear it. He goes into it. To the very depths of God's forsakenness is where Jesus goes, for you and for me. Because only a love like that is strong enough to save us. Only a love like that is strong enough to save the world. And that love is personal to me and to you. Jesus, he goes to the utter extreme of God forsakenness for me and for you, for all of us, so that we might be saved, not merely taught a moral path, not merely given an example of service, but that we might be saved. This is about the salvation of our souls. And that costs. But friends, we call this Good Friday. Good Friday. The day when God himself was murdered. Good Friday. And it is. Because in Jesus' love for us, in the offering that he makes of himself on the cross for you and for me and for the whole world, we find our hope. We find our hope. Ave crux, spes unica nostra, hail to the cross, our only hope, spes unica nostra, our only hope. Don't be so foolish to hope in anything but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because nothing else but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ has the power to save you. Well, when Jesus goes to the cross, he gives us hope. Because we have a place to go. Because he went before us, we have a place to go with all of our doubt, all of our fear, all of our personal dysfunction, all of our sin. We have a place to go. We go to the cross. He opened the way, and the way is the way of the cross. There's only one way to get to resurrection. It is through the cross. My dear friends, the cross must mark your life. It must. You cannot be saved without the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ marking your life. It's the only way. And that's what we remember. And that's what we beg to be able to say yes to. To say yes to the cross. To embrace it. To bring our hearts there. To follow our Lord and to find our Lord there. We go to the cross with all our brokenness, with all our fears, with all the despair that might creep in, all of our sinfulness, all our dysfunction. There's a place for you to go with all of that, all that separates you from God. There's a place for you to go, and it is the cross, and that is our hope. Because on the cross is our Lord. We don't just go to the cross, we go to our Lord on the cross. And what we find there is perfect love, absolutely perfect love. He accepts us, he forgives us, and he frees us. His perfect love for each and every one of us, powerful enough to save us and gentle enough to heal us. Because on the cross we find him and we find his heart, and his heart is pierced. It is opened for us. And when our Lord rises from the dead, his heart remains open. His wounds remain. And his heart is always pierced and always open. And it pours forth upon you and upon me and upon the whole world the gift of his mercy. And that is what saves us. So my friends, go to the cross. And more importantly, go to the heart of our Lord. That heart that is perfect love. That heart that saves the world, that heart that saves you.